The first shaka I'm going to read, the halacha is really the main shaila. To start with Ashiyatzer. The first shaila Ashiyatzer is a lot of times somebody's constipated, he goes to the bathroom, and only a little bit comes out. The question is there any shear in order to have a chiyav of Ashiyatzer? Is it a chatzi shear? Is there any amount which a person has to go to the bathroom in order to mechayev in the bracha? So the chaver brings down Simon Zion. Sephthalit, ain't sheer last in mind. There's no sheer for Ashi Yatza, a filo tipa achas chayav levar. Even if somebody goes to the bathroom, mamash a small drop falls out, it's still a chayav lebracha. Why is it chayav lebracha? She sussing my neck and lights a tipa he, a kushle chayav lebis. Because if the mice of that drop was stuck inside, it'd be very uncomfortable for the person. So therefore, there's a chayav to make Ashi Yatza even on a small amount. Somebody once called the base Sarah. He said that a lot of times when he sneezes, like a little bit comes out. So I want to know if he has to make Ashi Yatza. So the answer is yeah. Saying there's no shit.
Whenever you sneeze, mucus comes out.
Even if it's a chiyuv, it's a chiyuv to make Ashi Yatza. Now, another shaila comes up is how long do you have to make the bracha? If you forget to make the bracha, how much later can you make the bracha later on? Where's in the gate? It's the gate two situations. You wake up in the middle of the night and you go to the bathroom. So you have sleeping. So the question is, do you have to make Ashi Yatza then? Or maybe you can wait till the morning in order to make the bracha. Or communicate if somebody's in the bathroom and a cell phone rings. People take their cell phones wherever they go. And you quickly run out, you answer the phone, and you forget to make Ashi Yatza. So the question is, how much later can you make the bracha? So Mr. Rupin says, you always have to make the bracha right away. And that's for sure. You're not supposed to do anything else in between the bracha. You're supposed to make the bracha right away. But the Evan, Shavur says, until you're at the point which you have to go to the bathroom again, you can make the bracha. So if you forgot to make the bracha and you don't feel like you have to go again, so you can make the bracha for the last time. But if you're already at the point that you feel you have to go again, over there you can't make the bracha anymore and it's too late.
It could be 3 hours.
If you don't feel you have to go again, it could be 3 hours. But the Evan, I'll look at you make the bracha right away. The Yevim, Shabbat says, causes man that you don't feel to go to the bathroom again, so over there, you might see you make the bracha. The Yevim, Shabbat says, if you wake up in the middle of the night, Shabbat says, Lemaisa, you should make the bracha in the middle of the night, because chances are when you wake up in the morning, you have to go to the bathroom. Lachila, anyhow, you have to make the bracha right away, and chances are when you wake up in the morning, you have to go to the bathroom again, so therefore, when you wake up in the middle of the night, you have to make the bracha because of that alone. Anytime when you come out of the bathroom, you have to wash your hands. We don't have to wash the Negelvasser. So in terms of the Negelvasser, we mentioned a while ago that there should be a chiyuv of Negelvasser. There was a limit schus from the Ishel Avram. He says that if somebody gets up, I'm going to ask to go back to sleep, but he's not getting up for the morning, so they don't have to do the Negelvasser. He said that the Mokhan Tzarech is going to get ladies or nursing. So they get four times a night, saying that they don't, it's hard for them to wash, they can't move, so they do it. And that is better to wash, but well, I'm sorry, because you make that
because
bracha.
Of the bracha.
What?
Because of the bracha.
No, stop that. Who's the make last year when you're touching the cream? You can't build a night, you can make it pacify. Right, so you're touching his mouth. The question is, do you have to wash the glass? So the pashas is yes, but there's a head of information all around that person's planning to go back to sleep, then you don't have to do it. So therefore, a person we mentioned last time, that a person who, you know, if you watch Negamas and that, we can fall back to sleep, so we wake you up, so then we can make a little, or at least we make a little. No, definitely until it's the source, I'm saying. We're talking about in the middle of the night, and you're going back to sleep, so you should
probably sleep at 5:30 in the morning.
What do you say? Now we mentioned about getting a phone call in the bathroom. Just going to get Alachas mentioned Alachas about talking in the bathroom. The Chaver brings down in Siman Gimel that based on Mar Brachas Samach Beis that you're not allowed to talk in the bathroom. It's a pisser to talk in the bathroom, And he says, if he says, you're not talking in the bathroom. Sometimes yeshiva happens that somebody gets a phone call. I was in the bathroom, he answered the phone, and he heard a kamacha going on. But I can find the Ramah says, it's a halacha psuka, my brachas on face, they now talk when you're in the bathroom.
This is while you're going to the bathroom, while you're just in the
bathroom. Oh, sometimes like this. If it's a sarat gadol, after the mutter calls my shenei nefadayim. Which says that if it's before anything came out, so sarat gadol, we make all calls my shenei go to the bathroom. After each the nifna, after sarat gadol aser. While you're going to the bathroom, mamish, even sarat gadol is going to be aser.
Is number two he's talking about?
One or two. Even the tzarek kolos and the aser, Mashain Kane, before and before anything came out, then the tzarek kolos, you just give him a minute.
Obviously,
if he has his
phone with him, it's must be tzarek kolos. It's a nice call. Yeah. I've heard people, like, they don't talk, but they're like, yes, no, and, you know, you hear, they listen to what the other person says.
Okay. This is for you to talk. No, it's for hearing somebody else talk. This is for you to talk.
Noises are set like
that.
Doesn't make sound. Only like before I'm with you. That's what you say. Before I'm with you, we have this whole conversation. I'm saying the ad sound brought down. That also
can see. He didn't even see. I thought for like one weird sound you make, which was said like.
Which was one sound.
I'm saying so. It sounds like you can't make anything which is like
anything which is a conversation. That's just it. Fine. Now, so what I'm going to get, it just gets a little bit like thrown to the side. Like, people in general are in a rush. And
Before going to the bathroom, is the same thing as after you're finished or in between? Or?
After and before, same thing. And it's while you're doing it, even Saragol is in the also, before or after, then Saragol is in the
need tissues as Saragol.
What?
Need tissues as Saragol.
Yeah. I mean, what's the other option to say?
Is that in the bathroom? Or just
walking in there to get. So that the etzem applies in the bathroom, but bezman hazeh the person say we make it because also our bathroom whether it's in the bathroom or not. The Mar Brachas Chabad says that the kisuk of harsay is not in the bathroom. The kisuk otherwise used to go to the bathroom. We used to like on a train. The train is the bathroom. So go to the bathroom. You like slide down. They didn't stay there. So the big challenge amongst the places, yeah, our bathrooms nowadays, that it's just there for a couple of seconds and you flush it. So it doesn't make it that it doesn't have a dinner red bathroom anymore. Nice, so I'll go on top of this halacha, the place will say you can remake all that. If you just walk into the bathroom, after you go to the bathroom, they let it talk. But yeah, our bathrooms. Now, I think that Shiyatsu people are in a rush, and therefore Shiyatsu gets a little bit, you know, on the words for chupta. People are just like, where's Shiyatsu? I'm sort of schmoozing something like, just does a fire, it's in Kippur. By the Elah, so a lot of times people go to the bathroom before the Elah, it's down in the Kias, you come running out, and the middle of Kaddish. So you quickly see Ashiyot's like about 3.2 seconds, and you go to Shemun Esrei. You think that's what Kaddish Baruch Hu wants? I'd rather not. I'd rather the Avodah now is the Ashiyot's, and that's you have to do the Kavana. Rav David Soloveitchik, where Shiva said that his Gansi Yishmael came, that he watched a Baruch Bear once make Ashiyot's. Baruch Hu was by his house or something. And he said, the way he made Ashiyatza with so much kavana, which means it's a slavis, it's a gansi yishmaike. Alright, let's move on to Amat Yisidayim. So, the halacha Amat Yisidayim, you wash in the morning, you have to wash in the morning, you make the bracha. Why do we make a bracha? So, the reason why we wash Amat Yisidayim, it's really had tamu for tefillah. Washing your hands, the Rosh says that Yisidayim is scanny the same. When a person is sleeping, so a person is going to touch Mekonis Mechasim. So, therefore, before diving, that's the reason why you have to wash your hands. So the question is, when should you make the bracha? Should you make the bracha when you get up in the morning and wash Negev Asa? Is that the right time to make Al Dizidayim? Or is it better to wait till right before you daven and then you should make the bracha? So the Achbara the Meshavar is, the Meshavar says that if you're going to be touching other places where you comes from Chasim before you daven, so then you should wait until right before you daven in order to make the bracha. Because the whole Svar why we're making the bracha according to Rashi is the person who touches places. That's the reason why we're watching making a bracha. So being out that when a person gets dressed, chances are he's going to touch comes with chasim, or a person might go to the bathroom. Therefore, the right thing is, right before the person starts davening, you should wash your hands, right before davening, and then that's the time we should make a bracha.
Even if you washed already once before?
Even if you washed already before, right before you daven, you wash your hands again, or you probably touched as you got dressed. So you have a tila, you wash your hands, and then you do it. Now the bracha anti sidayim is a haktam for tefillah. Let's say somebody forgot to make the bracha. And you remembered after you finished davening, right? So the Shpura says that you can't make the bracha anymore. The whole bracha is a bracha on a thumb of a tefillah. And once a person down there and he didn't make the bracha over there, you can't do it. You can't make the bracha anymore. So Shabbat comes. Shabbat comes. Shabbat is what's all about the ladies. Ladies, we spoke about a couple weeks ago that the two men hugging by ladies where the ladies daven. Some ladies daven, okay, then it's possible to make on these nine. But a lot of ladies, the simcha on the shita of Mishwur brings down, the shita's not going to run, that the yitzit tefillah was making one bakasha. So they asked Rabbi Yashiv, if a lady's not going to daven, she's just going to say one bakasha. What? Say one bakasha. So the question is, can she make on these nine in that case or not? Because being out these dying is like dumb is hakdama for tefillah. Do you say that's considered her tefillah? So therefore she could make the bracha on these dying. Or you say no, being that she's not dying the old tefillah, she shouldn't make the bracha. So nice, Rabbi Yashiv said that she could make the bracha. In other words, being that this is her tefillah, she holds begins her tefillah with the pekas hashachar. So therefore she could make the bracha and it's not a problem.
If she forgets to say on his line before Birkas HaShachar, could she make on his line after Birkas HaShachar?
Same thing. You know, just like for her, it's after Tefillah. Right, that's a good point. You know, if she forgets to make it after she said Birkas HaShachar already, so for her, right, she's going to Tefillah already, and then right, she went
to Tefillah. Did she make a Shabbat Kasha? Can she like say Tehillim or something
else? You have to do Shabbat Kasha and Aida. So that's why Birkas HaShachar covers that.
She could always make, because she could always daven.
But she doesn't daven.
You think it has to be.
If she daven in Zayir, she's going to daven in Zayir, one saying.
Shabbos Mincha.
What?
If you daven Shachar, she daven Mincha twice.
She does that?
Anybody, I guess, really. You miss Shachar. So
somebody still, didn't daven Shachar, yeah. And then stuck down for Tefillah, right?
Still can make it stop.
Yeah, stuck down for Tefillah, I'm saying. But,
even after one Tefillah?
That what?
Did the person say Mishach?
Some Mincha.
The person miss Shachar is daven 2 Minchas?
Something like that, yeah.
I think so. Mistamir? Yeah, I think so. Fine. Now, in terms of Birkas HaTayr, so Mechaber starts off with Birkas HaTayr. Mechaber says that Zorach li Zarva Moi. Zorach li Zarva Moi. Mechaber says that you have to be very careful with Birkas HaTayr. Everyone knows why you vomit this, that why was the whole business? Why the whole business just happened? So Mechaber says, that's why Baruch Hu B'Tayr Tchila. Being that they were not from the Vart Birkas HaTayr Tchila, that's the reason why the whole business just happened. Birkas HaTayr is one of the few brachas which a lot of Rishonim hold is even a deraisa. The very few, most brachas are derabanan. Birkas HaTayr, a lot of Rishonim hold that Birkas HaTayr is a deraisa. One, they bring a riot. One of the Chorim bring a riot, but the fact that we see the Chorim Beis HaMikdash came because Birkas HaTayr, that's the place that has to be deraisa. Because we only be derabanan, we can't design that such a shrek of Zachar had. But Birkas HaTayr is one of the few brachas which is deraisa, because the Muslim Birkas HaTayr, and a special chashivas to it. Shabir says, "Vivarcha says b'simcha doila." Says you have to make the bracha with the simcha doila. So chazam ra'ili t'hadasha b'chavon nasan le'kli hadasai. Gamam chazal sheni zoicha chasasham li'slepen tamachachem avazeh sheni nizabekas atera. That Gemara says that someone who's nizabekas atera, you're not zoicha to ben tamachachem. So Sam is say over in his chinafat, say over in the briskerav. I think the first part is also from briskerav. He used to say that. We find some of us become a rav, so we have a concept that person appears and gets slicha. Someone becomes a sheikhet. Also, you take a test and you get a tudah in order to become a sheikh. When it comes to parenting, there's no such concept that a person has to go get a degree in parenting. And there's no such there are kind of classes, but there's no such thing as a person gets a degree in parenting. So the advice to chois, that every single parent has a chilas to mechanic his kids. Not everyone has a chiyus to be a rav, not everyone has a chiyus to be a sheikhet. But when it comes to chinuch, every single person has the koyches in order to mechanech their kids. And each child is born to certain parents, and they have a koyches to mechanech that child. So Rish Gavi used to say that chinuch is, he said that we find that Terech had a Avraham Avinu. Now they had a Avraham Avinu, had Yishmael. So go figure. He said that tefillah, he said that chinuch is 50% tilum, 50% tears. It's the main one of the ikar the kudus mechanach is ayde tefillah. The lashon of the levush which says that there's not a levush. Not a levush. Came up in this one. Tomet yetfilis avim. Always should be the tfilis avim. Shugar b'fiyam misfal azaram. Parents should always be damning for their children. Sheilum de toira. Sadikim v'bal midas toivis. Yicham oy b'avarabba b'chim b'kis ha-toira. Kishem b'dianachna b'tzatzenu. B'chim tfilis letzen goyal. A person should have a mind to dab on his kisses. So I would say that that's one of the biggest sin of kinach. This lavosh, a person by b'kis ha-toira, a person should be damning for his children. And the future there is that they should be in the Chaman Yeshanai.
In Avarabba, where's a good place to be?
Can't say if your kids in Avarabba.
Right, there's no...
That's what I just said of first. Somebody said that. Why are you Zeicha to Bante Chaman if you're not Nizzer to Zatayra? Because if you don't do Bikas Zatayra, then you're to Avarabba. Avarabba is the same thing about the kids. Somebody said that. That's
right, that's it. I guess anywhere's good then?
Huh?
Anywhere's good there then?
Yeah, you have a mind, you say. When you have a mind, whatever, you have a mind. Okay, so the main topics of Tosha Shrek is that. What? They have a mind, not maybe they.
I don't remember though.
Yeah, so one topic is Tosha, I guess. The person wakes up in the morning, you want to think of learning. The question is, are you allowed to think of learning before you make Brix Satira? Is Brix Satira only in the Chai when the person says it, huh? Or what's the luck of something you're learning is in the Chai Brix Satira? So Mechaber says, I'm a Harvey de Vetera in Zerach Levar. Mechaber Paskins, that somebody thinks I'm learning, there is no key Brix Satira. Brix Satira is only when a person talks, and if you just think of learning, it is no Brix Satira. Mishra brings down that the Goyin is Chaylik. The Goyin says that, what do you mean? That what's the difference if you're thinking and learning or if you're saying out loud? Lamaisa, when somebody thinks and learning about it, he is doing some mitzvahs Talmud Torah. So therefore the Gaon says there's no difference even for hearer. Even for hearer you have to make a Brix Satira, even if somebody just thinks and learning. Bakwan is a machlekes, and second mechaber is that for thinking and learning you don't have to make a bracha. Therefore someone wakes up in the morning and while he's getting up and he wants to think and learning, you have a mechaber to be samachan, and it's okay not to make a Brix Satira before if you just think and learn. So what happens if somebody happens you get up in the middle of the night for the baby and you have to like 45 minutes to an hour and you want to learn a little bit? So the question is, do you make a Birkas HaTorah that afternoon or not? Planning on going back to sleep. So the question is, do you have to make a Birkas HaTorah in the middle of the night when you're planning on going back to sleep? So when you got on the airplane, saying when somebody's flying on the airplane, so you sleep a little, you learn a little, you learn a little more, fall asleep, you go back and forth. So the question is, when it's in the middle of the night, do you make a Birkas HaTorah or not? So I'm going to give the sugya of Shina being a hefsek by Birkas HaTorah. So Mechalek Shri Shem in place of brachas, his Birkas HaTorah a bracha like Birkas HaShachar, in the second once a day, and even if you sleep in the middle of the night, you'll be hefsek. Or is Birkas HaShachar a bracha to make a hefsek? And somebody would make a hefsek, so over there you would have to make a Birkas HaTorah again. So nice, the minute Klai Yisrael is, let's say somebody takes an afternoon nap, take a Shabbos afternoon, you take a 2-hour nap. The question is, do you have to make another Birkas HaTorah nap? Everyone agrees that's definitely a hefsek, you slept 2 hours, you really scavenged, you slept a long time. The question is, do you have to make a Birkas HaTorah in that matzav or not? So, nice, the minute Klai Yisrael is that anytime you sleep during the day, definitely you don't make a bracha. Shin is kevet b'ayoyim, even the Mishpura says, Eimam Klai Yisrael, nice, the minute is, I can't ask his veishtak, that you don't make a bracha on sleeping during the day, you don't make a bracha. What about sleeping during the night? So, during the night, there definitely is more of a tzad to make a bracha. The ma'isa, the skamas of the right place to commit is that unless the person is up for the day, then you would not make another bracha. If a person went to sleep, and he woke up from the night for the baby, he's just been up like 45 minutes an hour, and you're planning on going back to sleep, so unless you're up for the morning, you're starting your next day, then you not make a bracha. If the person's up the next day,
you don't know.
On the plane, you may not know. So the plane's very, very difficult. It's very hard to know like where you're holding. But if you're planning on going back to sleep, you don't make a bracha. Sometimes you have a situation where you slept most of the night. You can be up for a couple hours, and you may be planning on going back to sleep a little beforehand, but you're really up for the next day, which thing you wouldn't have beforehand, then you would make a bracha. But come on, in as much that you're planning on going back to sleep, and you're not for the day, so the mice you may not make a bracha. Oh, is after Elias? No, after Elias, you make a bracha. No, once after Elias, it's the next day already, so then you make another bracha. So if it's still in the middle of the night, you're still planning on sleeping right there. So then, you're good. Alright, so how long can you make Brix HaShachar? So what time of day can you make Brix HaShachar? somebody was late and skipped to Shachris. So can you say the after Davening? How late can you make it? Can you say the after first Seder? Cousins and the Stiblach and like matter of time, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody starts and breaks the Shachris. I want to show if you just woke up or. the Shaila is, what's the man of Ixel Shachris? So Yeshua brings down as a suffix, is it like Brikas Krishna that goes to the Dal Shois? Or is it like Tfila, which B'diavad you go to Chatzos? So Pesach Mishabur is the Chachila should do to Dal Shois. B'diavad Mishabur says, Tav Chatzos, yeah, what to be some upon can make with the Shachar. He does bring out Shikas like Goyim, which says that you can make Rishon Shachar the whole day, and, the whole day. So Mishabur says, Ein Limchois if somebody does that. So Alcha Maisa, the Chachila to Dal Shois, B'diavad to Chatzos. Once it has Chatzos, and doing it after first, you know, after first Seder already, passes, you don't make the bracha. And Shmuel says, "Ein limchis if somebody does it. If somebody does it, ein limchis. We have to try again. The shtibach is ein limchis. What?
It's ready after.
No, we need at night.
It's the next day.
No, the going says until you wake up the next morning. The bracha is any time of the day.
If you dive in shachris, then you lose some of the brachas. Right?
You do lose a couple, not too many. You lose a couple. Right. Slayer Sami Goish, Slayer Sami Abba, Slayer Sami Isha, that definitely is clear. That for sure you make all day. It's going to go through. It wasn't out of time, though.
Abraham doesn't
get very well. Look, it's a tire meeting? Oh, so I'll get that in a second. Now, in terms of the Bikta Shach, where does it fit in the level of skipping? Somebody comes late, so there's a whole Seder in skipping. So where does Bikta Shach fit in the levels in terms of skipping? So Chaim Kamsky said that being that most Bikta Shach, not all of them, can make up after davening, so if the Birkas HaShachar comes after Pesukah Zimra. If somebody's late, your choice of saying the whole Pesukah Zimra or saying Birkas HaShachar. So Chaim said you should first say Pesukah Zimra, you don't have enough time, and rather skip Birkas HaShachar as opposed to parts of Pesukah Zimra. The exception is the first four brachas. Alon Tisi Dayim, you always have to make before davening. Because you said before, if somebody doesn't make Alon Tisi Dayim to have the davening, Alok HaZawab, you can make the bracha. Sometimes the slam always has to be before davening. Asher Yatzar, if you went to the bathroom and then you make Asher Yatzar and you're davening, so you also should make Asher Yatzar right away because there's a possibility you might have to go to the bathroom again. And Birkas HaTorah and Kayan Shama also, Birkas HaTorah is the sign of the rabbi opposite, and Kayan Shama also, so therefore those four brachas should go first. So now in terms of Seder Akademus, you should do on the slam, Asher Yatzar, Kayan Shama, Birkas HaTorah, skip the rest of it to Shachar and go on to Pesukah Zimra if somebody happens to come late. The Birkas HaShachar is really a chilek of the chiv of Meir Brachas. The Rambam says that V'atam Mashem Shalom Menimcha Kim Liyurisa. The Rambam Brachas Tehachim Gimel says that the Rambam is out, what does Hashem want from us? Is a person of Yerushalayim. Al Tikri Ma Ela Meir. That don't learn ma, it means meya, the chayav adim levarach, meya brachas b'chol yom. Person zechiyah, they make 100 brachas every day. So Vel asks, why is the remez for meya brachas put in the pasuk of Yerushalayim? What's the shaykhis, the brachas to Yerushalayim? So I'm so samu yisrael from Masha and others, that if a person is boinin and make his brachas properly, it's a foolproof guide to get to Yerushalayim. If a person takes an apple, boy pre-eats. He's just pointing what he's doing. He's thank Hashem for Bari Priyates. Bari Priya Adama. Shakana and Shakani Abivarai. The person who is pointing when he makes his brachas, and the person thinks about it, it will lead the person to Amun of Tachin and to Yerushalayim. A lot of times when it comes to Avedis Hashem, we have like an attitude, like an all or none attitude. Like, we can't do it all, like we don't, you know, we're not mischazik at all. We feel like, you know, we make hundreds of brachas, you know, we make hundreds of brachas a week, thousands of brachas a month, and if not mechavan, you know, it's hard for us to mechavan all of them, therefore we have all in that attitude. A person makes a chesed, a person makes a strong chizik, a person makes a mechazik in, just makes a small chizik, and mechazik in having kavanah by 10 Shem Hashems a day. If he does it every single day, it adds up to a tremendous amount. If you have 10 Shem Hashems a day in a week, how much is that?
70
a month?
300
in a year? 3,000, just 10. If you do 10, you're davening anyhow, right? So you just mechazik in 10 Shem Hashems, takes a very small amount of time. In a year, that's going to be 3,000. 10 years, that's going to be 30,000. And which Shem will finally, you know, the next 30 years, that's going to be how many? But there's 100,000. And Tay, if you're mechazik, you make a small chizik in 10 Shem Hashems over the next 30 years, that's 100,000 Shem Hashems. And a person who makes a small chizik and keeps it every single day, it's unbelievable when he gets Shemayim, the difference in his din, just by a small chizik.